Welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse here on WDIY. I'm Seamus McGrogan, the Membership and Development Manager for WDIY. I'll be your host for this evening. Right now on WDIY, we are in the midst of our 2018 Fall Membership Drive. And one of the things you may have heard us talk about is the partnership we have running just for the Fall Membership Drive, which is providing food relief to those in need in our community. We've partnered with Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley and Northeast Pennsylvania, and Valley National Financial Advisors. And the way this partnership works is, for every $100 raised during the drive, 21 meals will be provided to those in need. The great thing about this partnership is, all the money donated to WDIY stays with WDIY. Valley National Financial Advisors takes care of the donation to Second Harvest, so Second Harvest can obtain the meals and do what they do best, in delivering them to those in need in our community. Now, what do we mean by Second Harvest doing what it does best? Well, that's one of the things we're talking about tonight. I have a representative from each of these organizations making this partnership possible tonight on Lehigh Valley Discourse. First is Jessica Dokachev. She is the director of Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley and Northeast Pennsylvania. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Seamus. How are you?
I'm doing great. And we have Matthew Petrozelli, the CEO of Valley National Financial Advisors. Hi, Matt.
How are you, Seamus?
I'm doing well, Matt. Thank you both for being here. We want to delve a little bit deeper into this partnership, into exactly what Second Harvest is doing and exactly why Valley National Financial Advisors wanted to be a partner and what you're doing in the community as well, Matt. So let's start with you, Jessica, and the work of Second Harvest Food Bank. I know that Second Harvest Food Bank has a bit of a history in the area. We'll just mention real quick that in October of 1982, the Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley created the Lehigh Valley Food Bank, starting with about 15 agencies in Lehigh and Northampton counties, what has come to be known as Second Harvest Food Bank, and today serves more than 200 agencies at more than 375 sites. Jessica, we don't have time to talk about everything that Second Harvest is doing because you really are doing so much, but what are some of the key things that Second Harvest is doing now that have taken it from the organization that started in the 1980s to the organization of today?
Seamus, our core mission is to provide food to the food pantries, soup kitchens, homeless shelters, other emergency food providers throughout the six counties in our territory. That's the bulk of the work we do. We also run specialty programs that provide backpacks to students who are dependent on free breakfast and lunch at school all week so that we ensure that they have adequate nutrition during the weekends and school holidays. We also provide a monthly box of food to seniors who are at risk of hunger. About 2,500 seniors benefit from that program. We assist people who need help applying for SNAP, or what many people know as food stamp benefits. We offer nutrition education through the schools and after-school programs, other organizations throughout the area. And we do nutrition education at our pantries and at other community outreach sites. There's a lot that goes on at Second Harvest.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot that you're doing, and that makes sense because there's a lot of people that you're serving. So it is really this need in the community. The other part of this partnership is Valley National Financial Advisors. Matt, your organization, Valley National, is taking care of this extra donation and really stepping up to match what the WDIY members and donors are providing for the fall membership drive. Tell me a little bit about Valley National's past involvement in community outreach and specifically working with Second Harvest.
Right. Valley National Financial Advisors has been in our community. Our Bethlehem headquarters has been here for 33 years. We're really involved in the community, and we have been for a long period of time. We're really proud to partner with the Second Harvest Food Bank. Their mission, how they help people in the community, is very similar to how, you know, we feel we should go out and help clients and help people in our community as well. So there's a strong partnership there. What we've done in the past with Second Harvest is recently, last year, we spent some time, employee time. All of our employees volunteered hours to pack 241 pounds of food at the Second Harvest Center. And if you haven't been to their location, it's quite impressive in the operation that they have. And we were just lucky to be part of kind of the assembly line process of putting together the sunshine boxes and then the backpack buddies program, which, as Jessica mentioned, goes to, you know, children who really are dependent on, you know, assistance for meals at schools. Additionally, the Volunteer Challenge. We partnered with the Second Harvest Food Bank, the Volunteer Challenge, through the Volunteer Center here in the Lehigh Valley, in addition to sponsoring the drive last year, which raised almost 12,000, right? 12,000?
Yep, it was 11,991.
Right, so, and I think Valley National kicked in to round that up to 12,000. So 12,000 meals were donated as a result of that drive. So we think that's tremendous, and we want to partner again this year with that.
Yeah, when you really go to the distribution center that Second Harvest has, you can see the scope of everything that's going on there. And like you're saying, Matt, you went there with some Valley National folks to help with the volunteer program that they have there. And WDIY staff as well went after the fall drive last year to check everything out and just see, you know, what exactly was going on. And one of the things that struck us is you are making the push to focus on produce and fresh food. So one of the things that you see when you go in there is not just the crates and crates of the food that's there. You see the refrigeration units. So what's the push for produce about and fresh food?
We moved into the new facility 3 years ago, actually last month. So we've had the opportunity with a much larger space to add a lot more refrigeration and a lot more freezer space than we ever had before. The reason we wanted to make that happen is because community health is really the focus of anti-hunger work. It's about so much more than filling a belly. It's about making sure that people grow and stay healthy throughout their lives. And access to fresh, whole, nutritious foods is a big part of that. Thanks to the community support that made that new facility possible, organizations like Valley National that continue to support what we do every day, we're able to bring in much more high quality food, a lot more lean proteins, dairy, fresh fruits and vegetables than we've ever been able to handle before. So last year we distributed about 30% of the 9 million pounds of food we put into the community was fresh food for the first time.
Wow. So what was Second Harvest seeing out there in the community that made you decide to have this push for produce and fresh food?
There were two things that we saw as we looked at the community. The first was that in some neighborhoods, there are no grocery stores. So people are buying a lot of their food either through drive-thrus or they're buying it in corner stores and bodegas, many of which don't stock any kind of fresh produce at all. So there were people who wanted to eat healthy and knew that their families needed to, but there wasn't a place to buy that food. The other thing we see is that as budgets get pinched and that grocery money starts to dwindle, the first thing that goes is the stuff around the outside edge of the store where all of the fresh food is, because that's the most expensive. You can fill a belly with pasta for a dollar. It costs a lot more to do it with salad and a lean protein. So when we see people having issues with having enough money to buy groceries, we want to make sure that what we're supplementing them with is the things that they really need.
Right. And that's really great that you're looking out there and adjusting what you're doing in order to fill the need of what's out there in the community. We're talking with Jessica Donkachev. She's the director of Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley, and Matt Petrozelli, the CEO of Valley National Financial Advisors. And between the partnership of Second Harvest and Valley National, during the 2018 fall membership drive, every $100 that we raise here for the drive, for WDIY, is going to translate into 21 meals that Second Harvest can provide to the community. And that's thanks, of course, to the support of Valley National Financial Advisors. So if you would like to help support that now, you can give to WDIY as well as support this great cause. The number is 610-758-8810, or you can give online at WDIY.org. And as we mentioned just a little bit ago, last year we came close to 12,000 meals as a result of the fall membership drive. So we're trying to see where we can take it this year. Can we get up to 13, maybe 14? That would be really, really great. Jessica, speaking of your initiative to do produce and fresh food, you really do seem to look out to the community and see where the needs are and what you need to approach. So there's a couple things that you mentioned too, as far as things like kid-friendly supplemental nutrition program, a six-week cooking and nutrition education program designed to empower low-income families. What is the philosophy behind Second Harvest and how you kind of look out to the community and look for needs in the community to fill?
A big part of that philosophy is driven by the fact that we are a program of Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley. They initially launched Second Harvest Food Bank as the Lehigh Valley Food Bank back in 1982, and we remain part of that organization now. CACLV is, at its core, it is an economic justice and anti-poverty organization, making sure that the initiatives that we pursue in the community are driven by community needs, informed by the people who are in our community, is a critical part of our organizational values. So making sure that we engage the people who receive food at food banks, that we engage the folks who are running our food pantries, healthcare organizations, other community members who can really tell us what they see, as well as doing our own research and relying on that comes through organizations like Feeding America that look at these issues, needs, and trends on a national basis is really what we look at when we try to determine where we need to take our program and move things forward.
Okay. And Matt, your organization, so Valley National Financial Advisors, has worked with Second Harvest on a number of things. I guess the same question, what does Valley National think about when it thinks about what it should be doing in the community as far as its role?
Well, Valley National Financial Advisors, which really helps its clients navigate all aspects of their wealth management and all the trials and tribulations they go through financially, a strong community and a healthy community means a strong and healthy Valley National Financial Advisors. So we really think that's important for the partnership. We do a lot of outreach through Your Financial Choices, which is a radio show here on WDIY hosted by Lori Siebert.
Of course.
And we have clients that are involved in the community. So we really see a lot of synergies between our employees, our advisors, and our clients, and really partnering with them to make sure that we're taking care of needs that are important to them. So and giving back in that fashion. So those are things that are important to us.
One of the things I see about Valley National that sets you apart from other organizations is you really are stepping up and you're looking out and saying that, hey, I'm a member of this community too, and we have a role as well just beyond doing our day-to-day business. So it's great that you've taken that step. We're talking with Jessica Dakachev. She's the director of Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley, and Matt Petrozelli, the CEO of Valley National Financial Advisors. And they are the two organizations that are supporting WDIY in our 2018 fall membership drive. And of course, that means every $100 that WDIY raises during the membership drive will translate into 21 meals that Second Harvest can provide to the area. And that's thanks to Valley National Financial Advisors. This is a great three-way partnership that is only going on during the drive. Once the drive ends, this partnership goes away. So we encourage everybody to take advantage of this now and support WDIY. Phone lines are open at 610-758-8810. Or you can go online to wdiy.org. We'll be back with more with Jessica Dakachev and Matt Petrozelli here on WDIY. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse.
I'm Hollis Ashby, director of the performance series at the Williams Center for the Arts in Easton and a WDIY member. Every year at the Williams Center, you'll see artists from all over the world on our stage, from India to Russia, Brazil to Cuba, Japan, and more. That's why we're proud to partner with WDIY, where every day the programming is as varied and eclectic as the artists on our stage. I want to encourage you to become a member of WDIY and help support all the eclectic programming Lehigh Valley Public Radio has to offer. Call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org to make your gift today.
Celtic Fair, a celebration of Celtic music and culture from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Brittany, and Galicia to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar every Thursday from 7 to 9 here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Discourse. I'm Seamus McGrogan, and today on the show we're talking about the partnership we have going for the 2018 Fall Membership Drive here at WDIY. We have a great three-way partnership between Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley and Valley National Financial Advisors, and that means for every $100 that WDIY raises during the drive, 21 meals will be provided to the needy in the Lehigh Valley through Second Harvest, and that, of course, is thanks to Valley National Financial Advisors. The great thing about this partnership is all the dollars that are donated to WDIY stay with WDIY. They aren't split up or diverted. Valley National Financial Advisors is stepping up to help translate those donations to WDIY into the meals that Second Harvest can provide. So we're talking today on Lehigh Valley Discourse with Jessica Dakachev, the director of Second Harvest Food Bank, and Matthew Petrozelli, the CEO of Valley National Financial Advisors. I'll throw this out there to both of you. What do you think the importance of community partnerships like this are?
For us at Second Harvest Food Bank, community partnerships are critical. They helped us to form. When we launched a capital campaign in 2014 for our new facility, it is entirely a testament to the community that that building exists. And it is with organizations throughout the community who make it possible for us to do what we do. This partnership with WDIY and the Valley National Financial Advisors Organization is an example of how the community steps up to really help their own. We do have neighbors in need, and we can't, as a 20-person staff at Second Harvest, meet that need on our own. We serve 60,000 people every month. So wow. We need our civic organizations who volunteer, our passionate supporters who donate money, who advocate for us. The people who really make this work are the ones out in the community and the corporations, the foundations, and the organizations that support us. But we couldn't do this on our own.
Matt, do you have any thoughts on the importance of community partnerships like this?
As I mentioned earlier, Valley National has been in the Lehigh Valley for 33 years, and we plan on continuing to perpetuate and grow and kind of transition into the next generation of Valley National. And I think it's extremely important to continue to have your brand visible and continue to give back in the community and share some of that success and growth with the community and the partners that have helped us get there. So, our multi-generational clients and our multi-generational employees really focus on giving back. It's a key part of what they want to do. Our clients want to give back, and that's why partnerships are so important. And it's great to have our brand next to a great nonprofit organization like Second Harvest.
Yeah, and one of the things I see is you really are leading by example, because the more of these partnerships that arise, the more we're going to have more support in the community. We're going to have just more people taken care of.
Jessica, people give to Second Harvest all throughout the year, including opportunities like the fall membership drive here at WDIY, but they might not understand how Second Harvest translates their donation into meals. So take me through how Second Harvest takes donations and uses it to feed those in need in our community.
Primarily what that does is it allows us to purchase food and it allows us to keep our operation running. So over 90% of the dollars that we take in at Second Harvest are funneled into our programs. So they are paying for the nutrition educator to be able to spend the time teaching a Cooking Matters class. They are buying actual food, paying for our milk bill or buying apples. They are also keeping our facilities heat and lights on. They're keeping our staff compensated, and they're keeping our trucks on the road. Most of our member agencies receive the food that they give out to the community by delivery. So we run a fleet of trucks, and they actually deliver that food to the food pantry or the shelter in the community that serves people. So the bulk of our expenses are in food purchasing and in those day-to-day operations of keeping the place running and stocked full of food.
So you mentioned shelters and things like that. What are the types of places that will receive the food benefits?
Most of our member agencies are food pantries, the majority of which are faith-based organizations. So if you go to a church that has a food pantry in a back room or a community building or a basement, the odds are pretty good that they're a Second Harvest Food Bank member. We also support homeless shelters. We support after-school programs, senior centers. The region's domestic violence program is a member of the food bank, as are drug treatment facilities. So essentially, nearly all nonprofit organizations in the Lehigh Valley that provide emergency food receive that food, or at least a portion of it, from Second Harvest Food Bank.
And like you were mentioning earlier in the show, you're making this push for produce and fresh food. So now, are these the types of organizations that are receiving the, for example, maybe the salad and the milk too now?
Yes. Those foods go out. Again, most of our member agencies are the food pantries that are distributing food directly to people that they take home and prepare at home. But we're also providing that milk, those eggs, proteins, and vegetables to places that are cooking meals on site, like homeless shelters or your local Salvation Armies. We provide them to organizations that have after-school meals or to senior centers, day centers where seniors can go and get a hot meal during the day. All of those programs are able to access that fresh food.
One thing I wanted to ask, there's a lot of different sites, a lot of different agencies that are receiving the meals that Second Harvest are providing, that are receiving the education programs. Is there one that sticks out in recent memory that you could just share an example of, maybe something personal?
there's so many of them that stand out. Watching the expansion of the food pantry just around the corner from here at New Bethany Ministries and the work that they've done to be able to better serve the community that's very physically right around us right now has been rewarding to watch, and to watch the community support that has really fed that particular organization. But we have them all over. There's a pantry in my community, and there's a grandmother who brings her son to the same karate program my boys go to. And I didn't know that she used the pantry until I saw her in line there outside the church one day. And I saw her there with her grandson. And she must have pointed me out to him, because he ran up to me the next time they had class, jumping up and down as excited as he could be, because he got a box of cereal. And it was right before Halloween, and it had ghost marshmallows in it. And he got a straw. And the straw glowed in the dark, and it was the most exciting thing that he ever had. And I was so excited that we did something that brightened his day. But at the same time, it's one of those things that touch you. You want to scoop that little boy up, bring him over to the nearest store, and buy him literally everything he can find. So those stories are always a little bit bittersweet, but it's rewarding to know that you did something that put a smile on a little kid's face.
Yeah, I think when we talk about the scope of what Second Harvest does, sometimes we sort of get lost and we don't focus on just the individuals and truly the impact that you're having. You're changing people's lives in a sense. You're providing things that are really helping them out. So it's really just fantastic stuff. I wanted to ask about, looking ahead, what's on the horizon, both for Second Harvest and for Valley National? Jessica, what's up next for Second Harvest? Do you have anything big in the works?
We do. We are on November 12th, Veterans Day. We will be launching a military share program. This program is modeled similarly to some of the other programs we run, the Senior Box program and the Backpack Buddies program, where we will be providing a monthly box of shelf-stable food, plus fresh produce, proteins, and dairy products at three sites throughout our region that serve active duty, reserve, and veteran military families. This program started with the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and came about because research done by Feeding America showed that when you look at households that use a food pantry, one in every five households that patronizes a pantry has a veteran in the household. So we really wanted to be able to bring a very effective program from Central Pennsylvania here into Northeast Pennsylvania in the Lehigh Valley to serve those people who have bravely and generously served their nation. We want to be able to meet those needs and to make sure that they have what they need.
Did you say one in five families that use a food pantry have a veteran in the family?
Yes. One in every five families in a food pantry has a veteran in the house.
That's really striking to me. And again, that's an example of you looking out there to see where's the need, you know, who can we serve and how can we serve the community better? And it seems like the veterans really do need more of that service and more of the attention. So this military share program, it sounds great. When is it launching?
The program's launch and first distribution will be in Allentown on November 12th.
Okay.
So we have, just a little over a month. We're coming down to the wire on this one, but I'm so excited to see this one launch.
Yeah, yeah. How long has this been in the works? How long have you been planning it?
The planning phase for this has been just a little over a year. It takes a while. This is something that is, this program's my baby. My father-in-law is a Vietnam veteran, and my brother served in Afghanistan with the Marine Corps. So this program is meaningful. This one really matters, and we really want to make sure that we get this right, that we do it the right way to serve these folks who I think deserve the best efforts that we can put into this.
Yeah, it sounds like a great program, so hopefully it goes really well. Matt, looking ahead to the future of Valley National Financial Advisors and Valley National's role in the community, what's on the horizon? What do you see coming up?
Well, we have almost 40 employees now working at Valley National Financial Advisors, and they're really involved in the community. I mean, you mentioned Northeast Ministries. We've got a numerous amount of advisors who are involved in that organization. Veterans Affairs, I'm currently on the board of directors at the Victory House of the Lehigh Valley, which is an organization that provides rehabilitation and skills for homeless men, many of whom are veterans. So I agree with, you know, your initiative there on helping our veterans. It's so important. The Salvation Army, United Way, American Heart Association. Last year in 2017, we were honored with the Spirit of Volunteerism Award, something we're extremely proud of. So not only are we knee-deep in financial services, helping our clients every day in the community with their financial aspects of their life, but, you know, our advisors and our employees then take time out of their own day to give back. So I would say that's going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to do more partnerships in the future as our firm grows in the Lehigh Valley.
Great. And of course, WDIY listeners can continue to listen to Lori Siebert from Valley National every Wednesday at 6 o'clock on Your Financial Choices. So that's something that our listeners love, and it's great that we get sort of the expert advice from Valley National on our airwaves, and listeners have access to that as well. So that'll continue. Is there anything that you want to mention before we go, Jessica or Matt?
Again, I really just want to stress the importance of these community programs and express Second Harvest Food Bank's appreciation both to WDIY and to Valley National Financial Advisors for organizing this drive and making us a part of it. We really appreciate it and all the support from you and your listeners.
Okay. Matt, anything else you want to mention?
Just be as generous as you possibly can. This is a really important cause, and we're really looking forward to supporting and making your pledge and your contribution go a long way.
Well, we are very fortunate to have a great three-way partnership for the 2018 Fall Membership Drive. And the way that works is for every $100 donated to WDIY, Second Harvest Food Bank will receive the funds to provide 21 meals to those in need in the Lehigh Valley. And we've been hearing all about the services that they do. So hopefully you have a better idea now of just where those meals are going and just where that funding is going. And of course, that's thanks to Valley National Financial Advisors and their help. Every dollar that you donate to WDIY stays with the station. That's the beauty of this partnership. Valley National takes care of that extra donation to Second Harvest, and you're going to do a great double community benefit with your donation to WDIY today. 610-758-8810 or wdiy.org is the way to take advantage of that. We've been talking with Jessica Dokachev, the director of Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley, and Matt Petrozelli, the CEO of Valley National Financial Advisors. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you
for having us.
This has been Lehigh Valley Discourse here on WDIY. I'm Seamus McGraw.